The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the former editor of Money and George magazines. Hi, Frank.
So let's get into it. Now, regular listeners of my broadcast know that I'm not a big fan of Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont. So here's why. I documented with state statistics and then verified with informed sources that his administration undercounted the total number of nursing home people killed by COVID in Connecticut by around 25%, probably more. The true COVID nursing home death toll is probably over 5,000 in only around 228 facilities. That's not a great record. In addition, at the height of the pandemic, Department of Public Health staffers showed the governor weekly detailed maps and statistics about exactly where the COVID outbreaks were, but much of that detailed information was not shared with the public. A source close to the governor told me that Department of Public Health staff was instructed to not share details, even if they got direct calls from the press or even from Connecticut lawmakers. But let me be very clear. Lamont's administration, as far as I know, did not put out legally erroneous death totals like what Governor Cuomo did in New York to make himself look good on TV. Lamont's people simply withheld all they knew. But that's bad enough. Without all the facts about how bad the nursing home COVID deaths were and maps about where the outbreaks were, families made all sorts of decisions about keeping their loved ones in Connecticut's dangerous nursing homes. And families also decided to put loved ones into homes in the middle of the pandemic. In addition, his Department of Public Health has never told the full story about the 90 citizens who tested falsely positive from faulty tests in a state-contracted lab run by a company where Lamont's then deputy had just left. Some of those 90 false positives, they were actually really healthy, were whisked into nursing homes and housed in COVID-positive wards among truly sick and contagious patients for weeks. And at least three of them actually caught the deadly virus in the nursing home's COVID wards. And I learned that at least one false positive died. But I never got the full story, as promised, neither from Lamont's joke of a Freedom of Information office, nor from the Department of Public Health's press office. His PR people did not even acknowledge my last written questions, let alone answer even one of them. They said they were too busy. Yet Lamont has the nerve to display Norman Rockwell's famous painting, The Right to Know, behind his office desk. Lamont should turn around sometime and honor that painting that he bought for $1 million to make himself look good instead of defiling it every day. So Jill, have I established that I'm not a really big fan of Governor Lamont?
Come sit next to me.
So, but look, we go on. The guy who's running against Lamont, that's a guy named Bob Stefanowski, more than deserves equal time. Last week, I said this country will not reverse our public health crisis of gun violence until we vote down politicians who oppose the most common sense gun control improvements. If you agree with me, Bob Stefanowski has disqualified himself for holding office. He's promising to oppose any gun safety improvements. He says our gun laws are just dandy the way they are right now. On the other hand, if you disagree with me about gun laws, you should hear more about what Bob Stefanowski plans for Connecticut. He brags that he'll run the state like a business, and he promises a quote-unquote fiscal root canal. Sounds kind of painful. Anybody's had one. And in fact, in his last business job, his company inflicted an awful lot of pain on ordinary people. He earned the nickname Payday Bob by collecting multi-millions of dollars, running one of the world's largest predatory payday lenders. His company operated 1,000 stores in 7 countries and charged, get this, up to 2,900% interest. Yes, 2,900% interest a year. The pitch went like this. We'll loan you $1,000 and only charge you $100 interest. Now, that's bad enough. But the salesman sometimes forgot to mention that the interest compounded every 2 weeks. In Payday Bob's defense, he says he was hired to clean up the company's tactics. But the fact remains that on his watch, his team successfully killed one state's effort to cap interest at 36%. That's still a pretty high interest. Cap it at 36% from the ongoing rate of 459%. No worries, Bob prevailed. The rate stayed up. His company was still gouging customers when regulators in the UK ordered him to reimburse $24 million to 147,000 customers. The United Kingdom regulators said his company knew those people couldn't possibly repay the money, but the company hooked them anyway. So, Jill, is it now clear that I'm not a big fan of Bob Stefanowski either?
You seem to have a conflict.
I have a conflict in the fact that I'm not high in either of these guys.
That is what I mean.
Yeah, but I'm consistent as can be.
No, that is true.
All right. So predatory lenders like Payday Bob are illegal in Connecticut. By law, no company can charge more than 12% on loans of up to $10,000. So Bob can't operate in Connecticut. But no worries. Payday Bob left his company in 2016. And though he didn't bother to vote that year, he decided he wanted to go into public service. He decided to invest some of his lending rewards into a run for Connecticut governor with Donald Trump's enthusiastic endorsement. He couldn't run his company in Connecticut, but he came close to running the state. He came within 3 percentage points, 40,000 votes of beating Lamont. Now, last time he ran as a quote-unquote big tax cutter, as Donald Trump kept putting it, side by side with the godfather of supply-side economics, trickle-down economics, a guy named Arthur Laffer. He promised to eliminate the state income tax, all kinds of business taxes, plus the gift and estate taxes. Oh, good day for rich people in Connecticut. This time around, he hardly mentioned slashing taxes. Perhaps he got the word that an ex-governor of Kansas actually tried Laffer's plan, and it failed in 5 years, leaving the state's bond rating and education down and the sales tax forced up to raise revenue. This time, instead of laughable Laffer, Payday Bob is bragging about all he learned from his years under Jack Welch at GE. Watch out, Connecticut. That's lessons from Neutron Jack, who ruthlessly fired workers, outsourced jobs, and cut long-term research and development for short-term gains, and the ultimate collapse of GE. If you ever owned that stock, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Payday Bob was a good student of Neutron Jack. After GE, he helped a bank get $20 million from Connecticut to stay in the state. But then the bank cut 2/3 of its Connecticut workers. The bank's staff is now down to around 1,300 employees from a peak of over 4,000 people. They still got the $20 million. Payday Bob also used his outsourcing skills on the board of a company that outsourced, hear this, clinical trials. That didn't go well in India. A score of patients died in those clinical trials, and the families and friends sued, won, and collected. Allow me a final word to Connecticut state workers. Not only does Payday Bob oppose the minimum wage, he promises to get tougher with you. When he talks about that fiscal root canal, he's thinking of sticking his hand in your mouth. Remember, as an executive under Neutron Jack, he practiced, quote unquote, rank and yank. Under that ruthless approach, GE managers like him had to rank their workers every year and then fire the bottom 10% every year. Okay, you rank them, bottom 10%, you fire them. Had a bad year after years of loyal service to the company, maybe because of problems out of your control. He's a sorry buddy, but clear out your desk. You're fired. Those kinds of heartless, short-sighted policies led to dismal morale at the company, short-sighted decisions, and the ultimate collapse of GE, once the most valuable company in the world. So just imagine what a replay under Governor Payday Bob could do to you and Connecticut.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.